This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, and the home of providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Going to kick off this evening, we're going to go somewhere where the, you know, where the authority is, where the experience is, the most dangerous man, I think, as far as effect on the anti-gunners, and that would be the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, and that is one, Alan Gottlieb. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. Good to be with you.
Likewise. You're having some fun, aren't you? Oregon and Washington State, they're fun.
Well, those aren't the two things that are the most fun for me these days. I think I'm having more fun in places like fighting the gun grabbers in Illinois and California, where we've had some really good victories lately.
Well, California is the state that just keeps on giving for somebody who's fighting for rights, though, isn't it? I mean, they just. I saw a speech, or not a speech. I saw a video that Gavin Newsom, the guy with the good hair, I saw a video he put out. First of all, he looks like a maniac, but he's basically out there telling all the illegal immigrants to come to California.
Well, yeah, not only come, but come and we'll give you free health care and we'll give you everything else, but you won't have any Second Amendment rights.
Right. Yep. So. With now, let's shift a little bit. I just want to get this out of the way because it's sort of the albatross. NRA is still having an issue or two, aren't they?
Unfortunately, it seems like every day something else piles onto the issue pile for them. It's not good for the gun rights movement. It's not good for any of us. But at this juncture, it's obviously a big problem for them, but a big problem for everybody supporting gun rights.
Now, one of the things I see whenever somebody's trying to write an article about NRA right now, in this particular moment, everybody talks about, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm going here and I'm going here. Have you seen with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and Second Amendment Foundation and all the other organizations that you're in charge of, have you seen an uptick in membership?
Yes, we've seen an uptick in membership and contributors. In the range of 20 to 25%, but I don't know if the NRA's problems, in all honesty, internally with all the, you know, charges, counter charges, lawsuits, counter lawsuits, you know, everything that's going on, the investigations by state, federal agencies, the internal fighting between, you know, staff and vendors as well. I don't know if that's driving it, or if what's driving it more is the 20 odd plus Democratic candidates for president that are attacking gun rights every single day all over the country and making press doing it. I think it's probably a combination.
Yeah. Well, it's whenever the clown car speaks about gun rights, it's just a race. It's a race to see how far left we can go. Who do you think is a? I think Swalwell with his, we'll just nuke you guys if you don't, you know, abide by my edicts. I think he's probably the furthest left, but he's, you know, he's not polling at a zero. I think he's polling at like 0.5%. They're rounding it up to zero.
Well, that's probably true. He's the one, though, that would like to put every gun owner in jail and basically bragged about it. but not that any of the others would be any better for gun rights. I don't think there's any one of them that would support Second Amendment rights in any measure or form or fashion.
One of the things that sort of bothers me is that I think a lot of people by default look to NRA for the lead on certain issues. And I think in a way, Trump has to a degree, like with the bump stock thing. But do you think, despite the bump stock thing, do you think Trump, because I've seen some of these other people getting out there saying Trump's administration becomes decidedly hostile to the Second Amendment. Do you think that's happening? Is that what's going on?
No, the administration is definitely not hostile to the Second Amendment. That's not true. Sometimes they're not necessarily the smartest in how they support and protect Second Amendment rights, but they definitely are not hostile. Trump has appointed more pro-gun judges to the federal bench than any president in American history. Every place he goes, he talks about how important Second Amendment rights are. And when he says something he's not exactly totally knowledgeable on some gun policy, usually after he says it, one of his two sons rein him in and explain to him what he really meant to say.
Yeah.
I've met with the president. He's extremely, cordial to gun rights supporters. He wants to work with us constantly. It's just sometimes he has a hard time keeping his hand off the Twitter button or keeping his lips zipped when he doesn't have all the information on hand. But he is definitely, in my lifetime, the strongest pro-gun president we've had. I mentioned that to somebody else the other day, and of course they came back with the quip, well, yeah, but the competition wasn't too keen. And that may be true, but there's no doubt that he's the best we've seen.
Do you think that sometimes when he's getting on Twitter, I think he says a lot of things sometimes just to in a misdirection sort of way? Because I think he knows that the press is waiting for him to get on Twitter. And they want to be outraged at whatever he says on Twitter. And I think he says some crazy stuff on Twitter for the effect. I mean, is that something you see or think?
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. What's interesting, a lot of people don't understand how his Twitter things work. He's got tens of millions of Twitter followers, and that having that many is not an accident. It was acquired intentionally and with a lot of hard work behind the scenes to make that happen. And they also know and have significant tracking of Twitter, so they know where the storms on Twitter are, what's breaking on Twitter, what's not happening on Twitter, what people are talking about, not talking about. And a lot of times he will say things definitely from misdirection to put out other stuff that people are doing so that what they're doing against him gets lost in the shuffle. And he changes the dimension of the dialogue. A lot of that is really true. And it seems that a lot of it is done very smartly, even though I don't like necessarily what I hear sometimes on Twitter. There's usually a reason why he did it.
Yeah, yeah. We got about a minute and a half left. Everybody, when he said what he said to Piers Morgan, I think it was, about suppressors, where when he asked him, what do you think of suppressors? Should they be banned? Yeah, I don't like them. Was he trying to throw a little misdirection? Was that him not knowing what he's talking about? Because they're essentially banned now anyway.
I don't think he even knew what the current law with suppressors, what they are, that it's an NFA item, that you have to pay $200 tax stamp, go through 9 months of garbage before you can get approved and get one. I don't think he knows how it all works. Does he own a suppressor? Not obviously. Has he ever used one? Probably not. So it was something that wasn't in his wheelhouse. Since he said that, he's backed off a whole lot and hasn't said a whole lot more about it. Sometimes he talks off the cuff when he doesn't have all the information on his hand that he come across and not look very smart. But I don't think he has any intentions of harming gun rights or gun owners.
Tell everybody how they can find Second Amendment Foundation and what you do on a daily basis before we go to break, please, sir.
SAF.org, samalphafrank.org. Put Second Amendment Foundation in your browser, will pop up. All our activities are there, how to join, support, donate, get involved with us. It's a great place to get information, particularly what's happening in the courts.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest is Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, let's make it play. Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Alan Gottlieb. He is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and what else?
I guess I'm a director of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Yes. And that's just today. He's also radio man. He's a radio man, which makes it always fun to have him on the show, when being the radio man that he is. Do you think that we will see the apparatus of Ackerman McQueen try to go somewhere? Will they try to come to you?
Well, I have no idea. Ackerman McQueen, for some of your listeners may not know, of course, is the ed agency that's been doing the NRA stuff for decades. I don't know if they'd come to us or not. We obviously probably wouldn't work with them, mainly because they charge an arm and a leg. We don't pay that kind of money for outside resources for help. We do most things in-house and at cost. So using their expertise, so to speak, it probably wouldn't work out for either one of us. They've done some good stuff in the past for the NRA, and they've done some stuff that's got the NRA in trouble. But the big problem is that we don't have the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we're willing to throw at them the way the NRA has. And so they probably wouldn't be interested in working with us anyway.
But, I mean, that's an important point. You know how to utilize media and not go broke doing it. And
you utilize media that has reach.
You utilize media that has reach.
Yeah, you know, everything has to have a cost-reward-benefit analysis. And if you throw money in the public relations realm to try and influence people, and it's costing you too much money to reach people, or there's nobody listening to your message for what you're spending, it's not worth doing it. The NRA doesn't seem to look at measurable results, and unfortunately, that's what's got them in trouble now. We tend to care measurable results a whole lot, and the matrix have to be there. When we're raising money from our members and our supporters, we have to spend it well. We make sure our people get the most bang for the buck they can. We're trying to be very good stewards with the donations. I think quite honestly, we've been talking out of school here, but in all honesty, what's happened is the NRA money came to them too easily, and they were raising too much and didn't know what to do with it. And I don't think they've been good stewards with their donations.
Well, you're a unique Second Amendment advocate in that you both understand advocacy and how that works. And you understand media because you are in media. And that's just not something you can be taught. My understanding is with NRA, until recently, they'd never asked Ackerman McQueen, like with NRA TV, they'd never asked them, well, where exactly is this? Who's listening to us where?
Yeah, it appears to be the case. Otherwise, there's no way they could have justified. You know, I think the number being thrown out to $40 million a year that has been spent on that. They get like maybe 48,000 unique viewers a month for $40 million. Those numbers have been pretty public all across the media these days. I couldn't justify that. I wouldn't lose sleep over that at night, spending that kind of money reaching that fewer people. I don't know what this has been. This isn't new. It's been going on for like a long time, but for some reason it's come to a head,
right,
with their internal infighting and people going at each other's throats there. And, it really hurts all of us. I mean, I'd like to see a big, strong, powerful NRA. I'd like to get them restored back to the position of being a preeminent, you know, gun lobbying organization. This is really bad, particularly in a presidential election cycle. When again, you know, all the candidates on against gun rights are out there screaming all the time to take our guns away. This is just not good. And I mean, I'm sickened inside by it all. And I know an awful lot of NRA members are as well. And it doesn't seem like anybody in NRA is caring about the future. They're just looking about what's in it for them today.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? When it becomes more about, when it becomes less about the cause and more about what have you done for me lately? That's where it becomes a big issue, doesn't it?
Yeah, my fear is it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And unfortunately, time is not on our side. We have to be engaged in the gun rights battle right now, every minute of the day. And to have the NRA basically sitting on the sidelines and being taken out by everything that's going on, it's just not good for any of us. And we've all got to join together and do something to rectify this situation.
Well, we're coming up on the next break when we get back. NRA is sort of taken out of things, and even the stuff they're doing, I don't think anybody's paying attention to that. They're all up for this distraction. I want to talk about what you're doing now, because I know you're not sitting back going, oh, look, shiny, I'm just going to sit here and be mesmerized by all of this stuff. I know you're out there making moves and doing stuff and all this other stuff, and I want to talk about what you're doing. SAF, Sierra Alpha Foxtrot, as he says, .org, that's if you want to contribute, if you want to join, that's where you go. And that money funds the courts. That money funds the advocacy. But Alan and his little group of people, they're like a spec ops team that they see something happening. They see some sort of a legal question that needs to be addressed or brought up or taken to a court. And you just send them out, don't you?
Yeah, we have about 38 court actions going on at one time right now, which is like an all-time record for us.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the case names are, what states they're in, who the plaintiffs are. We have so much going on. I never would have expected that we could have 38 cases going on at one time to extend and defend gun rights. It's amazing. I'm really proud of our success rate.
No, your success rate is it's. I'm glad you're on our side. I'll put it that way. Your success rate is sort of the percentage is above average. Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah, but really the important thing is that 80% of the case law that's been won in the courts supporting gun rights has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and our attorneys. That's the whole foundation for all future litigation that's going on. We've got the other side backed up on their heels, and it's just really great.
We're coming up on the next break. We're going to be right back. And when we get back, we're going to talk about what Second Amendment Foundation is doing right now, because stuff is happening as we speak. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is defending his civil rights record. Speaking at the Rainbow Push Coalition convention in Chicago on Friday, Biden insisted that he's made a lifelong commitment to civil rights.
I want to be absolutely clear about my record and position on racial justice, including busing. I never, 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 ever opposed voluntary busing. And as a program that Senator Harris participated in, and it made a difference in her life.
Biden's civil rights record was challenged by California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris at last night's Democratic presidential debate. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was murdered. Brown identified the suspect and says he's in custody and facing murder and kidnapping charges. And at the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up 73 points to close at 26,600. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by DriveChange Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. We've gotten all the junk out of the way. Let's talk about what 2AF is doing. You mentioned Illinois. What are you guys doing anything in Illinois, or are you just watching it with glee?
Oh, no, we're doing a lot. I think we have 5 or 6 lawsuits filed in the state right now, defending people's right to have own firearms if they have daycare centers in their own home, or if they're foster parents, or if they live in public housing, or if they want to open up a gun store. In Illinois law doesn't want them to do that. We have one challenging the so-called firearms owner's ID card, the FOID system, in the state of Illinois in court right now. We just won in Deerfield, Illinois, that banned so-called assault rifles and standard capacity magazines. They appealed, and we just won against their appeal. I'm sure they're going to try and appeal again, but we just knocked them out of court in Illinois. And again, historically in Illinois, the McDonald versus Chicago case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, which was our case, knocked out the ban on handguns in Chicago and incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all 50 states, which is why we have so many cases going on in courts right now. It opened up the courts, federal courts, to sue local jurisdictions. And in addition to that, Illinois has the right to carry now, because Moore versus Madigan case overturned their ban on the right to carry in the state of Illinois. So we've probably done more for Illinois and gun rights in the courts than we've been able to do for any other state.
Yeah, Illinois is when somebody defends themselves in Illinois, the first time I heard about a person defending themselves in Illinois, they stopped a rampage killer, didn't they? They stopped guys trying to shoot a crowd up.
Yes, I believe he was a taxi driver.
Yeah, I think he was a taxi
driver. I believe that's true. And we just had a woman who was being accosted at a bus station, at a bus stop, that shot her, the person that attacked her, who had a long criminal record and was out on parole and shouldn't have been out on the street to begin with. And she saved her life plus a lot of other people's lives. We had a major impact in Illinois. And, of course, just this week, the other state where gun owners have lots of problems, California. We just smacked the state of California. We had a federal judge deny the state's attorney general's office motion to dismiss a SAF case against the California registration scheme they put in place. You know, a couple of years ago, they redefined assault weapons to basically make it virtually any semi-automatic firearm, handgun, rifle, or shotgun, and said you grandfathered it in, so if you own one, you could keep it if you went to a state website and you registered the gun. The only problem is the state website didn't work properly, and many California people now were becoming criminals and could have their guns confiscated because they couldn't get through the system because it wasn't workable. We filed suit against California on that, and California moved to dismiss our suit, and the judge said, oh, no, they're right. They have a right. They have a valid claim, and we're not dismissing this case, and set up discovery regs for that. We also just won a case in California as well where they were trying to ban gun shows on public fairgrounds and public property, and the state moved to dismiss that as well, and the judge said, nope, it's a fundamental right. You can't do that. Excuse me. And threw out their motion to dismiss, gave us a preliminary injunction against enforcement, and then gave 60 days to the state for the discovery, and then we're going to go to trial, and he's going to rule on it. I'm sure he's going to rule in our favor.
Does it surprise you in a state like in California where a judge comes out and makes that kind of a ruling?
Well, we have a problem in California only because it's in the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit is stacked with very left-wing anti-gun judges for the most part. And creates problems, and unless the Supreme Court takes an appeal out of California, you can't rectify damage that these judges do to our constitutional rights. Right now, we have a case pending from California before the U.S. Supreme Court that we're hoping the court grants cert and hears. The case is known as Pena. In California, they have this so-called thing called the handgun roster. The gun isn't listed on the roster. It's not legal to sell it.
Right.
And then they went past a micro-stamping law that incorporated into it, so if a gun can't comply with their micro-stamping law, which lets the bullet casing or the bullet have certain markings on it so they can trace it back to the gun it was fired from, which is a very unproven, unreliable technique because as the gun gets fired multiple times, the ballistics, fingerprint changes and isn't the same anyway, and nobody can comply with that law. So if a gun can, a semi-automatic handgun, as an example, can't have that technology on it, it can't be added to the handgun roster, so no new handguns can be sold in the state of California. And likewise, the ones that are on the roster, if the manufacturers don't pay a fee to the state of California every year, the guns fall off the roster. So guns don't sell as well, end up coming off the roster, and the number of handguns available for sale in California every year keeps decreasing. And of course, California is trying to get it decreased to zero. So I hope that case is one of our cases, and we're hoping the Supreme Court hears that case.
Yeah.
We also, if I can,
yes.
We also have another case pending cert before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's actually out of Texas from the Fifth Circuit. It's known as Mance. And what it really deals with is that in the 1968 Gun Control Act, you're not allowed to buy a handgun in a state that you're not a resident of, even though these days the same NICS background check that gets used all across the country. And so, like, our plaintiffs or people from Washington, D.C., where our lawsuit there helped knock out the ban on guns there and knock out the ban on being able to carry a handgun for self-protection. The city has no stocking gun dealers in the city. And it's legal in Washington, D.C. to go out of state and buy the gun if you bring it back and you register it. But under federal law, you can't do that. And the state of Texas allows you to buy a gun from out of state as well. So it's a challenge to 68 GCA. Our plaintiffs went to Texas to buy a gun and were told they couldn't do it because they don't live in that state. We went to court in Fifth Circuit. We won it at the trial court level. We lost it at the appeals court level. And then in Bonk, we didn't overturn the appeals court decision, but they didn't really reaffirm it with a unanimous, with a majority decision either because the judges fractured all over the place. It didn't really have a real ruling. So with that case before the U.S. Supreme Court right now to be heard as well, and we're hoping we knock that out so that people can buy a firearm in any state in the country, as long as they're, valid U.S. citizen or permanent resident, they'd be able to buy the gun and bring it back home with them. So while you're traveling, so the gun of your dreams that you wanted to buy, you'd be able to do so.
So just out of curiosity, and I don't know the history of this, and I'm going to ask you the question. We don't have time to go into the answer. We'll have to pick that up on the other side. But the point you make about buying a handgun, going through the same NICS check, no matter what state you're in, where did we get to the point where you can buy whatever long gun you want in whatever state, wherever you're traveling at any given time, but you can't buy a handgun? And like I said, you don't have time to answer that one right now.
Well, I can answer real quickly for you.
Okay, please do.
The anti-gunners didn't have the votes to make it apply to all guns. They could only make it apply to handguns. And so to get the votes to be able to pass that law to begin with, back in 1968, that amendment on the 68 GCA before it was actually passed, the other side had a compromise. The long guns weren't covered, but handguns were.
Yep. So 2AF. SAF, whatever you want to call them, saf.org, that's where you would find them if you want to contribute, if you want to join Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms as well. My friend Mark Walters is a member of the board of directors there, I think. This is an enormous amount of impact for your dollar. This is impact that is measured in ways that are very palatable, too. I mean, ask all the states where 2AF has got their lawsuits going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life is lived by moving forward. Seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Alan Gottlieb. He runs the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, among other things. He runs a couple of radio stations, and he runs all over the United States constantly working the Second Amendment angle, trying to preserve rights. How much do you travel out of the year?
I'm on the road about 40% of the days of the year.
Huh.
It takes quite a toll. And then, of course, when I get home, everything's piled up on my desk. And so at the office. So when I'm gone, I pay the price. When I come back, I have to work like a banshee to catch up.
Right. That's sort of what makes it. You're nimble enough. Second Amendment Foundation is nimble enough to where you don't. It's not a thing where there has to be a quorum from some board to where you decide to make a move and go do something, right? You're nimble enough.
We're nimble, but it does take a quorum of the board on policy. Usually, when policy is put in place, the board gives me a free hand to execute and put those policies in place. But we're nimble to the extent that we have seven directors, say, unlike these NRA that's got like, 75, 76.
Yes, sir.
And so our seven can can get to the bottom of something really quickly. We sort of get known as for the Gun Rights Movement. We're sort of like the Marines. We can hit the beachhead really fast. But you need the NRA behind us as the Army to help sustain the battle. But we move very, very quickly. It's one of the reasons why our court actions work so well, is that we spring rather fast, and we don't have to wait a long time before we can get into action. So probably where that shows up the most, the success rates are the courts.
With the courts, right? Whenever you're dealing with your people have argued cases at the Supreme Court level, right?
We've argued, our attorney Alan Gore has argued two cases, the only two cases really that have been through the Supreme Court. the Hello case, the McDonald case, our attorney, took the front seat on that, so to speak, made the arguments. We petitioned this court on a number of other cases, but they haven't heard them. We've been to the U.S. appeals courts all over the country numerous times with key victories. Again, knocking out the ban on carry in Illinois, knocking out the ban on carry in Washington, D.C. Then when D.C. passed a new carry law that has, if you had a good cause, we can give you a permit. We knocked out the good cause requirements as well. We've had a lot of court actions. I mean, again, 80% of the case law has been won supporting gun rights, have been won by our attorneys in the Second Amendment Foundation. And so everybody, no matter what side of the issue you're on when you file briefs in court, I love it because you got to take a look at table of contents and court cases cited for reference. And man, the slew of those court cases are our cases.
Do you think we're ever going to wake up and not be fighting a fight to try to maintain Second Amendment rights?
I can't see that happening in our lifetimes. Not when you have people like, Michael Bloomberg with billions of dollars and George Soros, billions of dollars pouring it in to anti-gun groups, funding them to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Right now, they're primed with more money, and because of the more money the other side has, they also have more paid staff than all the gun rights groups put together. So, when we go to fighting battles in state legislatures and, city halls, we're constantly bumping into, paid organized opponents who are getting better trained all the time. We're in the fight of our lives right now. And then with the problems the NRA is having right now, which emboldens the other side so much more to attack our rights. I mean, the issue is about as hot as it could be. And add to that, the media that gets more hostile and partisan every day, and 20 plus Democratic presidential candidates attacking your rights every single day all across the country, on all their road trips. The issue is so hot now, I can't see it going away, unfortunately.
No, I don't think it's ever, I don't think it's really ever going to go away. But my question is this. I saw a poll that came out where they polled, I think it was Gallup that did it, wanting to look for the big issues. And the biggest issue, I think at 23%, is border security. The one coming in last is gun control. I don't think it even came in at 1%. So, in 2016, with all the money they were spending on advertising, which is that money in politics is ad buys, right? I mean, would you agree with that? Money in politics is ad buys.
It sure is. Those ad buys, though, influence public opinion and have an effect on the debate. And so if only one side shows up, it's not good for the other side. And right now we're being outcompeted money-wise by the other side by a handful of billionaires.
Yeah. Well, I know, for example, that probably you have radio stations in Seattle, right?
We have four radio stations, one in Seattle, one in Olympia, the state capital, one in Spokane, all in Washington State, and one in Portland, Oregon.
Well, I would bet your one in Seattle probably has a bigger audience than CNN.
I don't know about that.
CNN, they're not coming in at a million over the day. They're not coming in at a million.
But TV and cable TV in general have more viewers than radio has listeners. So I don't know. It's probably close.
I think, this is actually.
Well, let's say this. It's very close in the Seattle metro area where we both broadcast. Unfortunately, we don't have radio stations all across the country. But then again, you have shows like yours that reach listeners all across the country.
Right. So, I think the American populace, I don't think they're watching TV. I don't watch TV. But, I mean, the other thing is I think that a lot of people, they know that the I saw another poll, and I'm not a big poll person. I don't like polls, but I find them interesting just on sort of an academic level. 78% of America thinks that fake news is a real serious problem, and 68% of America thinks that they're smart enough to figure out which is and which is not fake news.
Yeah, my concern, though, is not the fake news. It's the spike news. It's the news you don't even hear about because the dominant liberal media in this country doesn't give it a shot. And let me relate this back to gun rights. if, you know, every town for gun safety or Moms Demand Action, you know, Bloomberg's groups, issue a news release, it's on all the major networks. If the Second Amendment Foundation wins the giant court case, it hardly makes any news at all. If we don't tell people about it, nobody knows about it. Because the media doesn't want to talk about our victories. So it's not so much about the fake news. It's about the spike news. It's about the news they don't want you to even hear. That's what bothers me the most.
I just think you're very effective. I think the whole 2AF thing, I think Walters is effective. I hope I'm effective. I think you have found the formula that going forward should be the formula for all of these rights groups and everything. And I think, and I'm not even a part of it, but I think you utilize the media that is available to you in a way to where you don't have to get out there and, you know, worry about, like, you didn't spend $40,000 on necktie or bow ties, did you?
No, I buy all my own bow ties, and I'll be honest with you, I get my bow ties from Joseph A. Banks when they're on sale for about $10 to $15.
Well, Joseph A. Banks is fine clothes. I like Joseph A. Banks. There's nothing wrong with that, Alan. That's why I like your bow ties. We're about to run out of time.
I only buy them though when they're on sale because that's in my nature.
Yeah, but at one time they were really expensive. So, anyway, that's just frugal purchasing there, and that's the frugal. Frugal is the SAF.org. That's what they are. They're frugal. Go there, join them, contribute to them, look at their causes, pay attention, because they'll let you know. They're very transparent. They're not messing around. They're in it to win it, even though we sort of think that we're going to be doing it for a long time, which is fine. I got nothing else going on. Do you? That's fine with me. I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for all your kind words. Thank
you.
Sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Second hour's inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk to a guy named Anthony Garcia. He has something called Save the Second, which is an attempt to do better things within the NRA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.